All right, good morning. It is 8:46, 46 degrees out there. You're listening to KMRS. It is time now for the KMRS Community Connection. I am your one-time and sometime news director, Marshall Hoffman. And with me once again, I have the Morris City Manager, Rebecca Schrupp. How are you, Rebecca?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. Well, the City Council met last night. There was quite a few things on the agenda. A lot of ordinances were going down. Why don't you tell us about? Well, I guess the first one of them was the Emerald Ash Borer Response Plan. This is coming up from the tree board, right?
Yeah. So we had quite a bit of resolutions. Yep. The first one was accepting an Emerald Ash Borer Response Plan. So it's kind of outlining what we are going to do when Emerald Ash Borer hits our communities.
Because it's pretty close, isn't it?
Yep, it's been in Pope County up by Glenwood, so.
Mm-hmm. What are the main points of the plan?
Yeah, so we're trying to get out information to people, so making sure people don't cut down any ash trees once it's in Stevens County or if it's in an affected tree between the summer months from April to October. So in the winter months, October to April, you can cut down the trees because these beetles will feed on the trees and kill them in about a three-year time span. So making sure that happens. We're trying to find a spot for these trees to go in the county because you have to chip them, burn them, or take the bark off. So...
Yeah. And then replanting, I suppose, with different species, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we already do that. We already cut down about 20 ash trees a year just to try and mitigate a bunch of losses when this comes through. And then planting other species. So we have about 15 that we pick from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And when will that officially go into effect immediately? Is that how that works?
Yep. Yep, all these are just resolutions, so they go into effect immediately.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
There are also a few things dealing with some airport land lease agreements there, and a couple of different businesses and homeowners around the airport. That has to do with some of the things going on at the airport there?
This is our land that's adjacent to the airport. So we do have some farmland adjacent to the airport. So instead of just letting it sit and do nothing, we lease it out to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So these are leases for those areas.
The city owns it because for any possible future use the airport may need?
For future use and because we have to have so much space from the runway.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few. Are there anything unique about any of the particular agreements there?
Yeah, so we had a couple task orders with our engineer. So Moore Engineering does our engineering. So they had two different task orders. So they just kind of present how much it would cost us for engineering through a whole project. So task order 4 was for a project around Columbia and Fifth Street. For a utility project, that would be an assessment project. Mm-hmm. So they've started doing survey work on there to see about if that would be our project for next year, because we did have one slated on the west side of town, but with the apartments going up and the sewer system over there, we're thinking about possibly going there instead. So that was one of the task orders, and the other one was for them doing the engineering for our bike trail that we got the grant dollars for. So both of those were approved. And then we had a resolution authorizing the issuance and awarding the sale of a $1.47 million general tax abatement bond for our liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, yeah, I know some community members had some concerns about that, didn't they?